Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. This hour is brought to you by Monument Grills. Do you need that new barbecue for Labor Day? Now is the time to check out your new grill at monumentgrills.com. Now, here's your host, Eric G.
Welcome to the Round the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. And if there's an episode that we do this year that's going to make you hungry, I can just about guarantee this is going to be it. We've got Ben Guilford, director of the Fire Brick Company. Welcome to Around the House, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. Very lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
Man, thanks for coming on. And, you know, it's late afternoon here. It's early in the morning there. That's the nice thing about you being down under. It's all different times.
It works really well, actually, the time difference. When we started selling the ovens in America, I thought, oh, is the time difference going to work? You know, but it does, you know, late afternoon for you, early morning for me. It's great.
It's great. Well, I got to say, first off, I am so impressed with what you have created because, dang, man, that is a killer pizza oven that is wood fired. I love it. We cook on it weekly and there's a learning curve like any art, but wow, that thing is stunning and it was pretty easy to build.
Thanks, man. That's lovely of you to say. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad to hear you're getting some, you know, some use out of it and some joy out of it, which is always, I guess, is the idea, is what we want. Because when you build yours, it was a few months ago now.
Yeah, it was kind of over the winter time here. So it was, you know, 6 months or so ago and, you know, just started going after it. And it's really hard to film for television only because all the content that I ran camera on, because it isn't like it's a hard build, but it's just time consuming with the things that you have to do it right.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And that's, we've got the video series of to follow along with how to build it. And what, how long is it? 3.5 hours. And I remember filming them just thinking, it was the second time that we'd filmed the video series. And I remember Joel, the videographer, saying he's my best friend. He was my best man at my wedding. And he said to me, now, Ben, should we try to make them shorter this time? Should we try and cut down the length of the videos a bit? And I said, Joel, I don't think we can, man. It's a long process. And I want to show all the detail.
Because it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Those videos helped me a lot because you can print out the most great directions, which you've got on the website if you want to see them and look them on online, but really seeing somebody do it on a video is so helpful. And it was to me as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think actually that's why we've been able to sell as many of the ovens as we have is the videos and the detail that we go into because they're freely available. Like you don't have to pay to get them or anything. And so I find most of our customers actually tend to watch those videos before they buy. They watch the whole series and then they go, I could actually do this. They go from this attitude of how on earth did they build that to, oh, actually, no, I can see how I could do that because it's all broken down into little steps and you just tackle each step and get it done.
Yeah, it was so funny. And, you know, and you have to have patience on this because it's time consuming. It's beautiful. But when you get it all, when y'all get it done and it's like, all right, I'm 90% here. Now you have to
season it correctly. You got to not ruin your work. So it's anything. You've got to, it takes some patience, which is like the hardest part. Cause you're like, this is amazing. I want, oh, okay. I got a few weeks of getting this thing ready now.
I get calls all the time from people who are, they'll say, oh, how long does it take to build? And I'll say, oh, you know, it depends on the oven. It might be the P85 is about 20 hours of work. And they're like, oh, I've got this event coming up in like 3 weeks time or a month's time. And, you know, it's a 21st birthday or something. And I just tell them, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, I'm not saying don't build the oven, but if you try to build it to a timeline, firstly, it takes all the fun out of it because now you'll have to hustle. You don't get to just enjoy the process. But then you have this stress of, oh, I've got to get it done by then. But really, you've got to finish it at least 2 weeks before the due date because of the curing times and all those heat up fires you've got to do, those slow drying process. It's a whole thing.
And you don't want your first pizza cook to be in front of all these people. There are steps to learning the art of this.
People do that though. They put themselves through that. And I say, what are you doing? like, you know, you've just built this oven and you've got like 20 of your best friends over and all your family, and this is your first time doing
pizza. You're going to burn it. I promise you. You're going to burn it.
It's going to be a burnt offering, 100%.
It is, and that's okay. But, you know, once you get it down and you realize that, okay, controlling your heat is, like anything cooking, is making, understanding where that sweet spot is for your style of pizza you like to cook, it's pretty easy at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's lots of fun. We did a video recently called How to Enjoy a Pizza Party. And it wasn't like, it was, so it wasn't, I said out at the start of the video, I said, this is not a video to teach you like the most amazing dough or like, you know, there's heaps of videos on various doughs, et cetera, online. But I wanted to try and make the pizza cooking process less catering, like, because it can feel like a catering experience where you don't even get to talk to your friends. And so I just set out a few tips to try and make it easier to get people started in the process. So not to try and teach them how to make the best pizza right off the bat. You can work up to that. People spend like their, you know, whole careers as pizza professionals trying to nail it, but we just want to get them started so then they can build on that and just enjoy it.
Absolutely. And I got some tricks and tips we'll do at the end of the show, but I want to talk about your ovens here and where people start out with, because there's people out there that'll go, hey, I just want this little propane thing to throw on the countertop and awesome, that's your jam. But if you really want a pizza oven, this is kind of what I say about people that have like the small $300 propane barbecues, you know, it's like, hey, that is great for somebody, right? That is perfect. But then the people that really want to cook, there's nothing better than wood fire. So this to me, I think is the most cost-effective way to do it, to build something professional and that is going to be a statement piece for your outdoor kitchen.
You mentioned like the smaller like benchtop ovens, and I actually have no problem with those. I think they're a really cool idea. If all you want to do is just cook maybe half a dozen pizzas, that's it, then maybe that would actually be the best oven for you. I would actually say, if you rang us up and said, hey, Ben, like, it's just me and my wife and we don't really entertain much and we just want to cook like maybe three or four pizzas on a weekend, which oven would you recommend for us? I'd say probably don't get one of ours because it would be wasteful. You know, it takes a fair bit of fuel to heat our ovens up and you really want to get value out of that. No, I don't think those benchtop ovens are bad. In fact, we get a lot of people calling us saying, I've had one of those benchtop ovens. I love it. I love making pizza, but I've hit the limit of it. I want to do more. And I want to do more than just pizza. I want to do roasting and baking and slow cooking and all of that other stuff. And I just can't do it. It's just for doing a few pizzas. And it does that really well.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But what you guys have is, it's cool that you have something that is small enough for a family to use and to have a good pizza party. And you could have 20 people over and still with your smallest oven, really enjoy a pizza party with that. And then you've got, hey, I want to have my own commercial unit and I want to have 1,000 people over. You've got that as well.
We've got a range. And so you've got the smallest oven. You've got our P85. And it's not small.
No.
A lot of people, they look at our range of ovens and they see, oh, we've got the smallest or the largest. And they figure, well, the small one must be kind of small. And it's not.
To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House will be right back after these important messages.
Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you've been thinking about upgrading your backyard barbecue game, this is the week to do it. It's Monument Grills Week, August 17th through 24th, and they're firing up some seriously hot deals. You'll get site-wide discounts, free gifts with purchase, bestseller combo deals, and double reward points to boot. That's right, this week is stacked. And here's the kicker. Buy before or on August 20th, and you'll automatically be entered to win your order for free. You heard that right. Your whole order could be on Monument Grills. Plus, all week long, they're throwing down on social media, giveaways, games, and fun stuff that'll make your feed sizzle. So make sure to follow them and get involved. So don't wait. Head over to monumentgrills.com, grab your next grill, and make the most of Monument Grills Week. Because if you're cooking outside, make sure it's with Monument. That's monumentgrills.com.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. If you are needing a new grill, check them out at monumentgrills.com. Don't forget to check out our website and YouTube channel. That's aroundthehouseonline.com, where the projects are big, the tools are shiny, and the host has just enough hair gel to qualify as a professional. We have been talking with Ben and the Fire Brick Company. Let's talk building that outdoor pizza oven. I sure picked the wrong day to not bring my lunch.
We've got a range. And so you've got the smallest oven. You've got our P85. And it's not small.
No.
A lot of people, they look at our range of ovens and they see, oh, we've got the smallest to the largest. And they figure, well, the small one must be kind of small. And it's not. It's 33.5 inches internal diameter, which is pretty big. We had my brother-in-law's 50th birthday party recently, Rob. And I didn't have a gift for Rob. You know, I was trying to think, what can I get him? And in the end, I said, you know what, Rob? I'll cater for you. And he has the same oven you have. He has a P85. He had 40 people over. And I cooked pizza for everybody out of that oven. And I was cooking one or two at a time. And I had a team of four people rolling out bases and topping them for me. And they couldn't keep up because the pizzas will be cooked in between 90 seconds and 2 minutes if you put the right amount of toppings on. So even our smallest oven caters for big groups. Actually, a lovely story, customer in Australia during our lockdowns here. Oh, don't even get me started on lockdowns.
Yeah, don't get me started as well.
Anyway, we had a customer who their daughter was getting married. And the wedding reception, the venue, got shut down at short notice. Don't know exactly what happened, but basically the wedding reception was like going to be cancelled. And they moved it to their house and they fed 60 people pizza out of their P85. And I was like, that's such a cool story. Like, you know, because people call us all the time. They want to buy the biggest one.
Well, I think I was one of those people. I think I was like, all right, I'm looking at the D105 or I was looking at the 130 and you're like, slow down, cowboy. That might not be what you need.
No. So for everyone listening, I didn't say slow down, cowboy. Yeah. But I do ask everyone, I say, you know, everyone who reaches out and they ask, particularly for the bigger stuff, first question I ask them is it for a restaurant? And if it is, if they're building a restaurant, which happens quite often, we say, awesome, it's a perfect oven for you. But if you're not, if it's for home, then we actually really encourage people to think a little smaller. The D105 is the model down. We sell heaps of those because the heat up time really affects like your enjoyment of the oven. And the example I give is, let's say with the D130, it's got a 4.5 hour heat up time, which is pretty phenomenal. Like that's a long time. And the thing is, it's a lot of oven to heat. You're bringing up all this thermal mass from stone cold all the way up to 700 Fahrenheit, 750, as hot as you want. But that you bring up a lot of material up to this temperature. And so that takes some time. And I say to people, like, you know, look, if you're having 50 people over, then it wouldn't even faze you. You'd get up in the morning and fire the oven so that it's ready for the evening. Like, it wouldn't bother you because it's this big event that you're having. But if you're having three friends over, can you be bothered spending 4.5 hours firing up just, and you know you're only going to cook a handful of pizzas, let's say, or maybe a roast. Can you be bothered? Can you justify the time and the firewood to do it? And whereas if you have a smaller oven, well, that justification is so much easier because the time is like halved. And actually, that's why we sell so many. The P85, the oven you have, is our biggest seller because it has a really rapid heat up time. It's like 1 hour and 15 minutes. And whereas like the D105, which is the next biggest seller, that's the 2.5 hour heat up time. And so now that comes with a trade-off where the cool down time is the trade-off. So if you can cook as the oven's cooling. Have you done much of that?
Yeah, I have. I've had people over here where we've had an all-day party and I'm throwing pizzas in and I start cooking at maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm still throwing some dinner in as it's cooking. It still works. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So your oven should take, if it's dropping from 750 down to 150, so if you put the door in the oven and that seals the chamber off so that you don't have air going in and out, cooling it down, it should take around 36 hours to drop from 750 to 150, which means you've got all this cooking you can do as it cools down. You can cook a
bunch. I've reheated the pizza the next morning for breakfast that I didn't eat the night before on it. So I've done that.
That's actually something that you could really look at doing is when you're making up your pizza dough for the pizzas the night before, make up some bread dough, right? But with a small amount of yeast, so it rises really slowly, and let it rise overnight in the fridge or something, and then bake it the following morning using the residual heat. It's awesome.
Yeah, because it's 350 or whatever. It's like the perfect bread baking temperature.
It's perfect bread. The P85 should be almost perfect bread temperature 12 hours after it's firing. Now, the D105 takes twice as long to heat up, but it takes 72 hours to cool down. And so that's why people who are buying those ovens are often thinking, they're like, right, I'm going to fire it on Friday. We'll do pizzas. Then Saturday, I'm going to do like roasting in the morning. And then, you know, like I'm going to do some baking in the afternoon. And then Sunday, I'm going to do like biscuits and cakes. And then on Monday, I'm going to dehydrate fruit and vegetables and other things all from the one firing, which I really encourage because it's really good use of all of that heat. You're not wasting the energy that's been put into the oven from all that lovely.
Yeah, the other thing I've done too is if I had any wet firewood or stuff that might have gotten damp that is close enough, was I'll reset the oven, you know, the next morning, and it's still warm enough in there that I can do that. And I'm like, I'm just going to kiln dry my wood for the next time.
Yes, exactly. I only figured that out. It took me years to realize. I think it was a customer suggested it to me. And they said, yeah, well, if your oven cools down enough, and it does need to cool down enough.
Otherwise, you've got another day of pizza cooking.
We have a Facebook community group for our for the business, and people are free to join it. And anyone's free to join and have a chat about our ovens. And a chap posted the other day. He said, "Oh, I was kiln drying a bunch of wood, but I put it in at like 500 Fahrenheit." and he put all this firewood into his oven, all this damp wood. He closed the door, went to bed, and then he came out the next morning, and his oven was sitting at 900 Fahrenheit. He said it had all become charcoal.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you got to give it a little patience there. You got to let that thing cool down a little bit so you don't do exactly that. Absolutely. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know something? I think it's what I like about your kits is especially, you know, when you're talking starting out, and you know, not a lot of people out there are Masons or anything else, but like the P85, you have made it so easy to take it step by step, and the right pieces are pre-cut. You cut the pieces that that don't require special tools. You've made it about as DIY friendly as it could ever be.
That's been my goal. Like since I started the business, was to try to make these kits as easy as possible to build, because then it, obviously that appeals to the broadest range of people. It opens it up. Like, and it's actually something that gives me a lot of joy is reading our Google reviews. If I'm ever feeling a bit sad, I just jump on out and read our Google reviews. well, because one of my favorite comments that I get is, I had no experience with masonry. I've never laid a brick in my life. And I bought this kit and look what I built. And they're so proud of it.
Stick around. We'll be right back. Around the House will return after these messages. No tools required. Batteries not included.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code ERICG for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in two Around the House stickers on me just for signing up. But don't wait, this is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush, don't tell Eric. Welcome back to the Around the House show. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. If you are needing a new grill, check them out at monumentgrills.com. Make sure to check out our website and YouTube channel, AroundTheHouseOnline.com. It's like a hardware store for your brain. Open 24 hours a day, no coupon required. We have been talking with Ben and the Fire Brick Company. Let's talk building that outdoor pizza oven. Now, back to the show.
I bought this kit and look what I built, and they're so proud of it, you know, of what they've been able to do. And a big part of that is, well, we've tried, I've built, I don't know how many of these things, like so many of them. And every time I build one again, I think, oh, I could change this little thing. I've just noticed this little thing that no one's mentioned. And if I just change that, that would make this just 0.5% easier to build. And that's, it's been what? We started in 2011. So it's like 13 years of
just constant refining.
Yeah,
that makes sense. And you know, it goes together quick. I mean, it was funny. I had about, because we had two cameras running at some point, we had about 17 hours of content, you know, for the whole process that we had filmed. Of course, for my show, we had to make it into a 10-minute piece, which was nearly impossible, but we did. But, you know, we only used a little bit of it. But it was so fun to do that. And I think the cool part is that you have cast, you know, like that whole upper chimney piece and stuff. You've made the hard pieces already for us in that kit.
Yes.
So the hardest part, which isn't that hard, is setting up the brick on the front, and the rest of it is just patience.
That's exactly right. We've looked at every element of the build and gone, well, is that achievable by someone who's handy? And this is the test I have, actually. Some people reach out and they say, do you think I can build it? Now, I don't know them personally, and so I need to make a sort of a judgment call on it. But I just say, well, look, if you can build the stand for the oven to go on, I guarantee you can easily build the oven, because the stand is much more challenging than the oven itself. You know, depending on how you tackle the stand, that can be much more difficult. And so if you can build the stand, mate, you can build the oven very easily.
So let me tell you about how I built my stand, because I did something completely different.
Tell me more about it. Yeah. It was very cool.
So what I did is I poured a concrete footing that was about, 8 inches thick. That was an H. So okay, I went kind of an H and then a box around it this way. And so what I did is I poured that as one piece, put rebar down in it because I wanted it to be really sturdy and not move around at all. Mm-hmm. And then I put bolts in it so I could bolt it down like you would a house, for instance. And then I got the heavy duty steel studs to build a steel framed box basically underneath that. And so what was cool was I had the outside of the box, but that middle wall that went in the middle of that H set right under the oven as well. So that added some rigidity in that.
Absolutely. I saw it and I was very impressed, because is that readily available? Like that heavy duty steel stud? Can you just
That's at my Lowe's store down the street. It's on the shelf.
Man, in Australia, we can't get that. We can get this chintzy, thin, flimsy, like internal walling type stuff, but not the heavy duty actual.
Yeah,
like,
this is the structural. Heavier stuff. Lowe's carries it. Home Depot has the thinner stuff, but.
Yeah.
Then what I did is I wrapped that around with, half inch OSB that's waterproof, the chipboard on the outside that had the waterproof barrier on it. And on the top, I put in 1 1/8 subfloor material. So it's like this across the whole thing.
Yeah, nice.
So I had that all tied together. It was all screwed in this way. And then I put another inch of concrete board, the tile backer board, that I did a mud layer in between and screwed those down on top of it. So I had something that was going to be very heat proof. So I didn't have to worry about that.
And look, you know, for the floor, people reach out to us and ask us, you know, what do I need to use for my bench top? And one rule we have is, look, non-combustible. So don't go using timber under your floor. The insulation is really, really good. You're not going to set it on fire, but it's still something we can't recommend. You know, you got that, like the Hardy Backer tile underlay.
Yeah, I did two layers of that with thin set concrete in between them that you put tile down with, and that's not going anywhere.
Exactly right. And so as long as you have enough structural support under that, which you did with all of that steel framing that you had, then that's all you need. But one of the things, like if anyone's listening to this thinking, oh man, like I'd love to build an oven, and maybe it's not even one of ours, but you're wanting to build an oven and you're wanting suggestions on your stand, just reach out to us, because we're more than happy to provide advice around what will work and what won't. Because the last thing we want to see is you build something that collapses. We've never had a customer have an issue structurally with something they've built. I think part of that is we're very open with help and advice. If anyone's listening and wanting some advice, just reach out. Like we'll be super happy to help.
I should have put a door on the inside of that for a bomb shelter, because I think it probably would have worked out well.
Well, even you should see the ones that like people build for their brick ovens. They build them with like cinder blocks, right? So, you know, do a concrete foundation and then like an 8-inch thick cinder block wall, and we get them to fill all of the cores in the cinder blocks with Rio and concrete, and then pour a 5-inch slab on top of that. And it's legitimately a bomb shelter.
Yes.
Yeah,
you can park a truck on top of that.
Very pokey. Yeah. It's like a 2-person bomb shelter if you're willing to like crouch.
Yeah, it'd be good enough. If you're claustrophobic, maybe not the place to go hang out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really easy, and it was stuff that I just basically built right off the lumberyard, my lumberyard shelf, which was awesome. So that was super easy to do.
Yeah, love it.
So I love that. So yeah, there's so many different ways to do that. And then, you know, going through and I love how you guys have, you know, the base pieces for that are are planned out. You've got all the materials and you basically just need a couple bags of material to mix up your concrete with.
That you just need some washed sand, some hydrated lime and Portland cement, which are pretty basic building materials. And then the only reason we don't put those in the kit actually is they're so cheap and they're pretty readily available. Why would you have sand shipped from Australia? Sustainability wise, probably not brilliant. We just get you guys to buy that locally, but then everything else is there. And it's basically like a great big Lego set. To put together, someone actually said, it's been said a few times, like, oh, it's a big jigsaw puzzle. I said, well, jigsaw implies difficulty and you have to sort of figure out where all the pieces go. This is not that. This is like I don't know if I'm allowed to say Lego, but I'm going to say it. It's a Lego set with very detailed instructions to follow.
And if you make a quick little mistake, you can fix it because you go, oh, oops. I made a mistake on mine and I fixed it real quick. I was working on it. And I went, oh, wait a minute. Oops.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw that in the video. I was like, what's he done? But the beautiful thing is, there's so much, what would you call it? Not tolerance, although there's lots of tolerance in the build in terms of things don't have to be.
There's some forgiveness to this. Still,
forgiveness. That's right. Like if you make a mistake, if you lay some bricks wrong, no big deal. You take them off because the mortar takes hours to set. You take them off, you scrape the mortar off, clean them up, give it a little wash and do it again. And that's a very, it's a lovely part of that process because if it didn't have that, if it was one of those processes where you lay it and that's it, you're done, that would be quite nerve-wracking, I think, for people. And
you can get those steps done, go back and review things and go, yeah, that looks good. Oh, let me fix that little thing here real quick. And you've got the ability to do that. It's not one of those things that it's not like an epoxy or something that's setting up and you've got 5 minutes and you have that's one chance.
And I've done those projects and they're lots of fun, but they are like, you're like, all right, I've got to get this right. I have to, when I lay this, this glue is going to set and this is permanent. And it's very forgiving. And so I'm an engineer and I've built a lot of tolerance into all of the components. So for example, the flue gallery, which is this beautiful precast section that sits over the vent arch, the brickwork at the front. I didn't try to make that with a really tight gap.
Stick around. We'll be right back. And we will wrap up our conversation talking brick pizza and wood-fired ovens. Around the House will return after these messages.
A contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at summittrailermfg.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at summittrailermfg.com.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
We Welcome back to the Around the House Show. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. If you are needing a new grill, check them out at monumentgrills.com. We have been talking with Ben and the Fire Brick Company and how to build your own wood-fired oven. Make sure and check out our website and YouTube channel because, unlike your last DIY project, this one won't fall apart. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com for all that info. Now, before we get back to Ben, let's hit our Around the House Nugget segment.
Time for an Around the House Nugget, brought to you by AeroBroom. I'm Eric G, and I love how AeroBroom's 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless blower makes outdoor cleanup a breeze. Even inside, with that dog hair, sweep debris or blast leaves from all the tight spots, all under $60. Grab yours at AeroBroom.com. That's AeroBroom.com. It's my go-to for dog hair messes. Now, here's your quick tip.
Your dishwasher needs a little help. Load those crusty pots and saucy plates on the bottom rack, facing the spray arms, because your dishwasher's not a wallflower, it's got jets to flex. Pop utensils in the basket, handles down, so they don't cuddle up and skip the scrub. Here's the kicker, don't pre-rinse. Modern dishwashers laugh at stuck-on lasagna bits, just scrape off the big chunks and let her rip. Oh, and splurge on decent dishwasher detergent. You get what you pay for, unless you want your plates looking like they partied with spaghetti sauce all night long. Save water, time, and your sanity. If you want something to make cleaning around the house a little easier, head to AeroBroom.com.
Let's get back to the show.
Because what that does, Eric, is right now, the way you're doing it is you are the caterer. You're doing all the work, and something that you can do with it. This is my favorite thing to do with the ovens is, no, you make everybody else do the work, right? You, all your friends and family come over, you give them some basic training in what to do. Now, of course, this requires you to know what you're doing. So, you know, you go through the process for maybe the first 6 months or something, you figure it all out. And then when you have friends over, you say, hey, grab one of those wooden boards. I've rolled out a base for you. Top that up, you top it, you cook it, right? And you should, and it's just endlessly entertaining watching your friends cooking their pizza. If they burn it, they still enjoy it. But that's one of those, it's just a little thing. But if you're trying to use the pizza peel to make every pizza on, you become a slave.
Yeah, you're the chef thing. Now in the kitchen. So,
the chef. That's a better word than slave. Much better. Everyone else can get involved and they can all help out. So,
yeah, that's smart. So I want to talk roasting and baking in here because it's one of those things before we run out of time, I want to make sure we cover really well because this isn't just a pizza oven.
I try so hard not to call it a pizza oven, but everybody calls it a pizza oven. Like, it's just the normal word for it, but it's a wood-fired oven. You can do so much more than pizza.
What is your favorite thing to roast in there?
Lamb, hands down. It's easy. You just get a nice big leg of lamb, stab a bunch of holes in it. I put garlic cloves into the holes, then oil, salt, rosemary, and bang it in a tray, stick it in the oven. And you can prep that in like 15 minutes. And I love, so meat-wise, lamb is my favorite. But the other thing I love is just the roast veggies. So potato, bit of butternut pumpkin, some onions, and getting that in the oven, they absorb that smoky flavor really well, like really, really well. And so I almost like roast vegetables in the oven more than the meat. I love, don't get me wrong, love the meat, but I just love it. Like the flavor that you get in the roast veggies is phenomenal.
And then in the Facebook group, I've seen so many people doing breads and things like that in there as well. It just makes me hungry when I go on there. It's amazing watching what people are making.
They're doing bread. They're doing I encourage people like post up anything they're cooking. Like, you know, there's been some people in Florida who've been making all these clam based things that I've never even seen before.
Yeah.
And they look delicious. So I want to eat them so bad. But I think for anyone listening who's thinking about wood fired cooking, it's pizza is like where you start and it's awesome. But I find most of our customers end up doing more roasting and baking than they do pizza after a while because they realize actually this is easier than pizza because pizza requires a lot of prep. Now, again, you can buy the dough and then that shaves the prep down significantly. But roasting and baking, like a roast chicken, big leg of lamb. I've been doing, did you see the video we did on how to use the oven as a smoker?
Yes, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, you know, like it's, you can certainly do pizza, but you've got all of these other things that you can do in it. Actually, something else I do is grilling. So, you know, we've got like a we call it a Tuscan grill, which is a sort of a raised bar grill that you can put in the oven over the coals. So it sits like 3 inches high. And so you can get a bed of coals and throw the grill on top. And then you put steak and whatever on top of that grill. You can make that yourself, though. You could just go to your $300 barbecue and grab the cast iron grills off that and perch them on a couple of bricks inside the oven, rake those coals forward, and it'll be some of the best steaks you ever eat is cooked over wood coals in your own oven. Yeah. So yeah, there's so much that you can do more than pizza. Yeah, yeah. Well, and if you – a good example of that, so there's a chap on Instagram called – his name's Chris Vozzo. He's one of my favorite customers. He's up in Brisbane, and he is cooking something in his oven nearly every day. It's pizza from time to time, but it's so many other things. So if you look up Il Forno Rosso, so I-L Forno and then R-O-S-S-O, he's prolific. It's ridiculous, all the things that man cooks.
Nice. That is awesome. I'll have to check that out. So, Ben, we are running out of time, but I want to make sure that we talk about how people find you and all the different ovens and stuff and what you guys are doing over there. Because I tell you what, this is, I think, the perfect DIY project for people this summer, this fall, and even during the winter time, if it's not frozen outside, there's a great time you can be doing outside with this.
Absolutely. So we've got our website, www.thefirebrickco.com. Jump on there. You can, all our contact details are there. You can call us. We've got lots and lots of videos and lots of resources that you can check out. Importantly, I think for Americans to know, because I've got, you know, obviously I'm Australian, as you can tell by my glorious accent. And so important to know that we have an American company. We have stock in 4 warehouses. We have stock in California, Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. So it's around the country. It's ready to go. Our pricing is all online and it's all inclusive of freight. So it's free delivery across the entire United States, including Hawaii. We charge a little bit more for Alaska. Other than that, that's the price. So you can jump on, you can order online. But if you want to talk to somebody, call us, because we actually really appreciate talking to our customers before they buy to make sure we've answered any questions and make sure they understand everything. Our customer support is a huge part of our business. And for such a, you mentioned, you know, it's pretty easy to put together, but it's involved. It took you like 17 hours. Our customers have to know that we're here to help and that the customer support is there. So that's what I would say.
Yeah. And I'll say that you and I talking and walking through the process, and, you know, for me, I want to make sure that I'm doing it correctly for TV. So I don't want to be experimenting so much on television when I'm doing something and making sure that we're doing it right. Yeah, your guys' customer service is top notch. And literally, it was days later from when you said, all right, it's shipping out. It was on my front doorstep. I was like, wow, that was quick. It's really quick. It's not one of those things where you're waiting for it to show up. It comes up pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've worked really hard on providing a really good customer experience. And we don't always get it right. Things go wrong. But we work so hard to try to make it a great experience for everybody. And so you can jump on our Google reviews and just read what people have to say about us. And we can't influence those. People just write what they want. And it's overwhelmingly positive. And a thing that they say all the time is that they were so helpful. And that's what we want people to know is, it's not like you buy a product and we never want to hear from you again. It's the opposite. We beg them. We're like, please, if you have questions, call us. We're here to help. And actually, the customer support is we have Braden in West Virginia working for us, and he does a few hours a day for us out of West Virginia. But then the calls divert to us in Australia. And so you can call all night, like late afternoon into like midnight, and we're here to help. All for a local call.
Ben, thanks for coming on today, man. I really like the time that we spent today, and you guys have got this dialed in so perfectly. To me, it is the best pizza oven to have in your backyard. And you're not paying me to say that. I'm just a believer in what you're doing. So I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me on. It's been lovely. Lovely talking to you.
This has been a lot of fun. All right, guys, I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
To find out more about us, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. Make sure to subscribe to our social media channels. Keep your tools sharp and your excuses sharper. I am producer Jim, and for Eric G, thanks for listening to Around the House. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.